Hello, welcome to the podcast. I, an SCP amateur, will be joined by my friend here, an SCP novice. You can refer to us as the D-Class Council.
I'm not part of the D-Class Council. I literally know nothing about SCPs. He's going to give me the name and number of an SCP, if it has a name, and I'm going to try and guess what it looks like, what it can do, and what its origins are. Back over to you.
All right. Oddly news-like, but the SCP in question is SCP-701. Its object class is a lucid, and it's also referred to as the Hangman's Tragedy.
Okay.
What do you think it looks like and does?
Okay, so whenever I think of the Hangman's Tragedy, what I would think of is by tragedy, it means sorrow, sadness, like loss. So, maybe this guy hung himself, but he survived, right? And he was all good.
Okay.
And then his dog died. So we went all crazy. And he started wearing tinfoil hats and white suits, okay? And he walks around and he eats people like a cannibal, but he doesn't cook them.
That's very, very oddly specific and completely in the opposite direction, but please continue.
Only from the waist down, though. And he wears 3 belts, okay? They're all gold with a leopard print buckle. Okay. And he really, really likes styling his hair with gel, even though he wears a paper hat. Sort of like a dunce hat, but without dunce. And he uses gel, like 30 kilos of it every morning. And he loves using it. So what he can do is, he can eat, but real quick, and I mean like he can chomp through you from the waist down in about 30 seconds. Okay, and his origins are that he was a 33-year-old man called Joe Swatron. Okay, and Joe Swatron here.
Yeah.
He was a nice man. Now, he had a wife, but she died. He didn't care, though, because he just married her for the money, so he was all good.
It's starting to sound like an Audible novel, so yeah.
Okay, and his both of his kids died, but they were in car accidents, so it wasn't that bad. And then when his dog died, that's what drove him over the edge, and he became Hangman's Tragedy, because he hung himself.
Alright. None of what you said was correct.
Not even close.
Nope, not even close. The Hangman's Tragedy is a play. It's written. There is a floppy disk, I believe.
Oh, I was close. Technology is close to hanging people.
21 floppy disks. For all you people out there who can't see this, search up the Hangman's Tragedy SCP and then have a look at the pictures. You'll know what...
He looks like he's wearing like one of those fur coats. But he's got chains on him and a wee circle in the middle from what I can see from the picture. Because I just got showed the picture there now.
Alright. Now, what he is basically, it's a play performed in 5 acts. It's a Caroline era revenge tragedy. Basically, the people during the performance, they don't know that they're going off script because, as it says here, over time, the script will start to slowly change and eventually it'll go to the point where it's deadly.
Like the labyrinth. Like changes.
As it says here, week 1 to 2, 7 to 14 days prior to the event, during the dress rehearsal, cast members will begin to spontaneously deviate from the published text of the play. Rather than improvisation or gaffes associated with going off the script, said deviations will be both orderly and consistent as the actors were working on a new version of the script. The cast and production crew will seem unaware of any change if it is brought to their attention, will state that the play has run the way from the beginning. 2 to 3 hours prior to the event, the outbreak generally occurs during open night or else at the production with the greatest planned attendance, generally falling within the first week of the play's opening. 1 to 2 hours before the event, SCP-0 701-1 will begin to appear on stage on the final act of on the final scene of Act 1, generally in the background or to the side of the main action. It will seem either to exit the stage area, but does not appear to enter the backstage or offstage area. It simply disappears when not on stage. The cast do not appear to notice or comment on SCP-701-1's, at least at first. During the banquet, it will appear fully on stage during Act 5. Here it will be incorporated into the action of the play as the Hanged Man. The cast will either murder each other or commit suicide, sometimes using items that seem to appear spontaneously on stage. Rioting breaks out on the audience as viewers randomly attack anyone in front of them, regardless of prior relationship.
Wait, so, like, what if all that's there are, like, some goblets filled with water? What are they gonna do, like, drown each other? Bonk each other on the head until they die?
Again, it said objects can spontaneously appear.
What happens if, like, a table appears? What are you gonna do with that? Just beat each other over the head?
Following the event, if any audience members survive the initial outbreak, they may exit the performance space, which case they will continue to engage in random or opportunistic violence. Victims will generally require sedation or restraint in this scenario. Normal personality will begin to roughly 24 hours after the event. Surviving victims will generally exhibit signs of consistent with the traumatic experience. Some will have no recollection of the event, others may be rendered perfectly comatose or psychotic.
Okay, so, Blanket Man appears on stage.
The first one ever recorded was in the 1800s. Part of that has been expunged because...
Expunged?
Yeah. Corrupt. Whatever. You know, it likes to blur out data.
Alright, okay.
The first known publication was in 1640. The play's author is not listed, so he just, the man who, for all we know, Satan could have wrote it, and that's the devil himself up there.
Okay, but question, what if, like, Shakespeare wrote this, and then after writing it he was like, oh crap, I wrote this with cursed ink, and he just, like, rubs his name out. Can you rub out ink that's drawn on with, like, olden day... Can you rub out olden day ink?
Well, unless you get one of those, you know, those two-sided rubbers, the pink and blue ones, you know, that erase.
Oh yeah, those epic ones. What? You know, like... What happens... Like, objects randomly appear, so what happens if, like, a spoon appears? You can, like, spoon their eyes out until they die.
Yeah.
And if they go crazy, like, how crazy? Like, Joker crazy, or, like...
I think we're going
normal
more,
crazy.
I think we're going going with natural, normal crazy, because Joker crazy is a bit, you know.
Like Joyce after she loses the baby. And she gets all, you know.
Who?
Joyce from Stranger Things.
She doesn't go crazy. That's,
she gets angry, like angry psychotic.
You're thinking of Eleven's mum.
Yeah, one person.
Also.
Shut up. Like, I mean, like.
Maybe tone down the references.
Yeah, I'll try.
Anyway.
I only made one reference, two references.
Anyway, so, what do you think of the SCP?
I don't like him. Why? I have a fear of things appearing, okay? I have a fear of a lot of things, and that's one of them. I don't like him. Why does he appear on stage, and why is he covered in blankets, and why is he got a chain, and what's up with the chain? I don't know this.
It doesn't say, again, it doesn't say anything about that sort of stuff.
But, like, Jip. What if he was just, like, a normal guy... Jacob.
Huh?
What if he was just, like, a normal guy in... What if he was just, like, a normal guy in bed, and they got a chain, and they just, like, tied it over him, and now he's in the play?
We'll never know.
I don't understand.
Here is some stuff about the publication history. Origin of 64... Original 1640... All known copies in Foundation custody. 1733 folio edition, republished 1790.
What's folio?
I don't know. 1813 Cambridge University Press edition. 1965 trade paperback edition. And 1971 hardcover edition. Plus the 21 floppy disks.
Oh, floppy disks. They don't even have, like, a flipping cassette tape or anything. Not even a CD. They're just like, oh, yeah, floppy disk. Who even used floppy disks? Like, what were they even used for? Like, music files? Couldn't put a game on a floppy disk.
You could put a game on a floppy disk.
What kind of game, though? Like, a very crappy game. Not even, like, floppy
bird. Weren't that good back then. Like...
Well, yeah, but not even floppy bird to run on that. I'd have to be, like... half a floppy bird.
Alright, so... let's do a bit... let's discuss this SCP a bit more. If you were to watch the play, how would you react? Or if you were one of the... how about if you're one of the stage crew, like a cameraman or something like that?
If I saw this guy on stage, I'd just be like, wait.
No, you wouldn't, because it's part of the SCP. You can't,
well, yeah,
don't know.
But if I saw him...
how would you react if you survived the SCP-701?
Well, I'd... get all the... I try my best to get all the floppy disks of it. Break them into... no point. I'd burn all the current written copies of the play. And question why he looks like he's wearing a blanket.
You'd have to get into the foundation.
Well, I'd just knock on the foundation door and be like, why is... what's the number? 701? Why is 701 wearing a blanket with chains over him?
I don't think you're going to be able to find the SCP Foundation that easily.
Well, if their entire foundation holding, like, what, like, at least 1,000 SCPs, right?
It one foundation does not hold every SCP.
Oh. Alright, okay.
That would be
sorry,
silly.
I don't know anything about it, okay, Liam?
I know you don't, but,
that's mean, you're mean.
So, on the more... let's talk about some other written SCPs. What's that one that's like a book that you have to... that's like your... you have to kill yourself while you're writing it?
I don't know, but... aren't we talking about The Hangman? Not that, The Hangman's Tragedy?
We could do some.
No, I want to keep talking about The Hangman. Not the... Not the... the choir. Jacob.
Yes?
The Hangman's Tragedy. How would they not know who wrote it if people lived in small villages and towns back then? So, like...
you had cities, you know.
Yeah, but you would have known who wrote it. Because even cities weren't that big. They weren't, like, they weren't even the size of Cookstown or... Edinburgh or somewhere small like that. They weren't even the size of that. Like, any... like, pick any town in France and they weren't that size. You know, I'm just saying, the cities weren't that big. You would have known who wrote it. They would have wiped him out for writing cursed plays. Also, why is it cursed? Jacob, why is it cursed?
Why is The Hangman's Play cursed?
Yeah, why is it cursed?
Why? What's the problem? I don't understand the problem with the idea of curses.
Well, why is it cursed? I don't understand. Why? How do you get cursed? Do they not have an answer for this? He's not very well described. I'm just saying, whoever made this did not do a good job.
Well, I wouldn't refer to it as cursed, as I said.
Well, then why is he a peer? I need answers, for God's sake. Right, Jacob. Jacob.
Yeah?
The Hangman's Tragedy, right? Like, why has he got like a tinfoil hat type thing going on?
Alright, viewers, since you cannot see this, he has got a kind of weird hat. It's not tinfoil though.
Sort of like a turban almost.
Yeah.
I'm only seeing it now because I just finished answering. And he's not looking too good. He's looking like he's some weird supervillain that came from a mattress store. So, anyway, what are we going to do next?
Alright, first of all, let's talk a bit more in depth about Hangman. Let's try and find his origin.
Can I ask you some questions while you're with the origin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, What is the play exactly?
It does not say surprising. Well, naturally it wouldn't say.
I thought you knew stuff about it.
Yes, but it's not going to say the play, because as soon as you start reading it, you're an actor. You will start acting, and then the hangman will just be like,
afraid. I don't want to.
He'll just be like, you're mine, I'm gonna make you kill yourself and more people.
Well, all I'm saying is that couldn't they like have like a rundown version of the script where it doesn't kill you?
I don't know, possibly.
Why does the hangman appear in it? It doesn't explain anything. It's not a good SCP. Like, I don't know any SCP, so I don't have a view on what a good SCP is, but still, I don't like it. If this is the best of the batch, then I don't like it.
Well, it's a classic.
It sucks.
It doesn't suck. It leaves a lot to the imagination.
I know I'm throwing my opinion out there, but it sucks. I don't like it.
I really like the picture. He looks like a weird bird man.
He's got the same sort of like tinfoil hat type thing going on.
It's a turban. It's more turban-y than tinfoil hat.
Yeah, but it's... All I can imagine is flat earthers and moon truthers and stuff like that.
That's a bit mean.
Have you ever heard of targeted individuals?
Yes, but this is not what that podcast is about. It's...
Well, yeah, but I like...
This going, is not what
that I like going off on rants about stuff.
It's not that podcast.
Okay, it's not the podcast. Okay.
Alright. Anyway, okay. So this SCP, a lot of it is expunged and that sort of stuff, so it'll give
you... Stop saying expunged!
So it'll give me a minute.
Stop trying to say expunged! Did you say corrupt? Anyway, I didn't even say expunged over there! Does it?
Expunged.
The first, expunged.
The first known SCP-701 event was recorded in 1800s. During a performance of the play in Blurred Out, USA, to protect the identity of that area.
Protect the identity of the
other
area.
Significant events
and
incidents. The performance in 1964 at the University of...
A university? Oh, God.
The 19th performance at university, the first SCP-707. 701 event successfully suppressed by the Foundation. No, performance by a student group in CIA. The 19 television adaptation by those are a little bit sort of blurred. Broadcasting Corporation production successfully shut down by the Foundation before broadcast, and the 19 incident in OH USA designated SCP-701-9. 19-1, which I...
So why is there, like, dashes?
Because, well, you've got the play itself, which is 701, and then you got, like, the actual... The physical mass... Physical manifestation, which would be the weird-looking man.
Is he a man?
Well, it's called the Hanged Man's Tragedy.
Well, so I would assume... He's never going to be the Hanged Man. He might be the Hanged Man's best friend.
He is the Hanged Man.
And you know the dog is my best friend. He could be a dog. Bird.
I kind of got a feeling that he isn't a dog, considering he's got both feet and hands.
Dogs have hands. They just have feet-shaped hands.
They have paw-shaped hands.
Shut up. Okay, they have paw-shaped hands and paw-shaped feet.
Alright,
it's just
so,
a coincidence.
I have another SCP in mind that's got some similarities. Well, by similarities, I mean it's like the Hangman in the fact that it is... also entertainment based.
So, am I gonna ask you about an SCP?
No. Why? This SCP is called... Alright, you gotta try and guess.
First, can I ask you about an SCP at the end of the episode, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. What's this one called? I'll try and describe it for you. Since you're blind or whatever. You're not blind, but shut up. Right, let's get to it. What's this called and what's this number?
Wait a minute. Stop. Alright. This SCP that I also have is also entertainment-based. He is one of the most famous SCPs. And he has actually created some of his own SCPs. He is referred to as Dr. Wondertainment. Quite famous.
Okay.
You may have heard of that name.
No, I haven't.
Alright, well, basically...
No. I'm here to describe it to
you. Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. So, Dr. Wondertainment sounds like an older man with a beard and sideburns on top and all that. But no. This is a drag queen. Sorry, drag king. It's actually a woman who dresses as a man called Dr. Wondertainment. Now, Dr. Wondertainment, being a lovely woman, has been on RuPaul's Drag Race, a woman disguised as a man, disguised as a woman, about 3 times now. What's so amazing about this doctor, what's she called, Wondertainment?
Yeah.
What's amazing about Dr. Wondertainment is that she is a middle-aged woman supporting 6 children, and she's so thoughtful. Now, the only downside is she gives her children coffee, but coffee's not for children, so she shouldn't be doing that. But she pays for all their education fees, and she's a very nice person. And you see, she has eaten people, but that's not a bad thing.
That just suddenly took a turn.
Now, she works at Ground Coffee, and she's quite happy there.
Okay, so
she's currently single as well.
How did she get a PhD?
She stole it off her friend.
What's her friend's name? I want to know this. It's important.
Susan Scully and McGee Jackson.
Right, good old Susan Scully and McGee Jackson, the owner of the original Dr. Wondertainment's
PhD. Her name is actually Lisa Grunson.
Yeah, good old Lisa Grunson. No,
middle name being
Carol.
For all
the viewers out there who can't see this, I searched it up. This is what Dr. Wondertainment looks like.
Told you, drag king. So it's a... Let me just describe what it looks like to you guys since I've now seen the picture. Alright, so it's a guy with a top hat, as I clearly did not say. He's ginger with a nice twirly mustache, some ginger eyebrows, nice cane with 2 lines on it, white gloves, red suit with a blue bow tie and a W on it, and he is obviously a complete lion. I was the correct one.
No. Dr. Wondertainment looks quite a bit like Willy Wonka, in my opinion.
No.
Not the new one.
Don't even.
Not the new one.
Not the old one either. The old one has like blondish hair, and the new one is really white.
Alright, if you search up Dr. Wondertainment on the SCP Wiki, you are not greeted with an SCP page. You're greeted with Dr. Wondertainment's hub.
Which is like a separate... Did Jeffrey Epstein appear, or what?
It's like a separate site. And it's basically kind of like a shop site where you can look up his toys, which are the SCPs he makes.
Wait, he made SCPs? It was like Dr. Frankenstein, but cooler?
No.
And a Drag King?
I don't know if all of them are live, because I don't know all of them, but... I don't know
how many SCPs he made?
He has made a lot.
A good couple. How many's a lot? Statistics, George. Your name's
There's
not George.
There's so many.
Your name's not George. I'm not gonna say your name, but your name's not George.
He is old enough that he has been around since Super Paper, which is also an SCP, which I'm not going to get into.
But how old is he?
Very.
How old? Is he like sappily old, like 20 years old?
No, in reality, I don't actually know how old he is, because it does not actually say. However, we could actually look a bit into some of the SCPs he has created.
No, first we got to talk about Dr. Wondertainment here. How close was I to being correct? How many people out of 10?
He has not eaten anyone.
Shut up. Just because cannibalism is a recurring theme doesn't mean anything. It's not my fault that cannibalism seems funny and weird. Cannibalism isn't funny. Don't quote me on that, please. Okay, Jacob.
Now, the problem with Wondertainment toys is the fact that they can go from being kind and nice to terrible worse than misguided?
What's misguided? What's misguided, Jake?
Alright. Before we get into all that, so how does one write Dr. Wondertainment? Well, trust me. I know this is going to sound stupid, but you have to have fun with it. Yes, you should have fun with writing anything, because then what's the point? Specifically with Wondertainment, though, I believe the primary way to write it is to, well, worry not about the logic. If you're going to write a Wondertainment toy, it has to be fun. Make your reader want that toy.
Oh, so you invent a toy and then it becomes an SCP, right?
No, it has to have some form of correlation to Dr. Wondertainment himself.
So you just have to put the name Dr. Wondertainment to start and then make an SCP and boom, you got it.
If you want, I can show you some of his SCPs.
No, I'm gonna. I want to keep talking about Dr. Wondertainment. So, what is Dr. Wondertainment exactly? Is it like a hub where he tells you how to write stuff?
He himself is just a man.
I thought it would be like a theme park.
No.
And then I'd be like, come on in, kids, do you like my ginger hair? You wanna touch it? You know, like, serving county floss and all that good stuff. I don't really understand. Why is it called a hub, and what the hell is it? Is it like Skynet Hub?
Or? It's like a site, basically, that shows us toys.
Can you actually buy the toys?
Well, no, because some of them are horrible and utterly terrifying.
Can you buy any of them?
No.
That sucks.
Let's go on to a random one here.
Yes, Rufus.
Piss off. No.
What?
Alright, back on topic. Do you want to see some of the things Dr. Wondertainment has created? Some of his... From monstrosities to curiosities to...
How about we'll do a wee mini SCPs and you'll tell me the name of them and I'll give a wee tiny quick description of them. And then we move on, okay?
And then I'll tell you what it actually does.
So how long is this going to be? How long are we going to be?
An hour and a half.
Mother God.
Alright, let's go with a random number, but...
Okay, what's it called? And I'll give a brief description of it.
It is... It doesn't have a name. It's just referred to SCP-1373.
Okay, 1373. Now, 1373 is quite a special one.
This sounds like it's going to be long already.
Okay. Shut up. I like going off on rants. Now, 1373 is special because he is a lumberjack from Eastern Africa. He cuts down bamboo. So he's not really a lumberjack.
You gotta remember, this is supposed to be related to Dr. Wondertainment. It's gotta be some form of toy. Well, it doesn't have to be a toy. It just has to be whimsical.
Okay, it's a toy of a lumberjack from Eastern Africa. Okay. Nice. What he's doing is, what's whimsical about him is that all his fingers are the peace symbol.
That's...
And you can move his fingers and he's like an interactable toy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can make him smile or frown or you can make him angry. Okay. Now, the thing that's special about him is that it's based off an urban legend about a man called Gene.
Good old. Remember, you said this is going to be short. This sounds like it's going to turn into a life story again.
Now, Gene here. We call him Gene Meh.
Good old Gene Meh.
Now, Gene Meh really likes saying meh. But he didn't fit into his world.
Oh, this is...
So he went to Eastern Africa, and he feeds off bamboos and people.
I should have recognized.
Now, he feeds off bamboo and people, okay? Now, what he does whenever he's finished eating the bamboo and the people and the pandas is he regurgitates them, cooks them into a stew.
Remember, this has to be...
And then he eats that. Now, how that's tied in with the toy is if you start mashing the frown bun he'll regurgitate some of the panda human stew thing. And
delicious. Every child's dream. They just look at this man and like, I want to be able to thump this guy's back so hard he vomits out panda's stew.
Sort of like a bit when we're gonna move it to work, but how it works is it is actually human meat, panda meat, and bamboo stuff. So you mix it into a stew, and then you get to have a delicious stew that you just munch on. And the great thing is, every week they deliver another supply of the meat stuff.
God knows where they get it from. Criminals, prison, maybe they're like D-class.
They deliver it to your house so you can refill your toy. Now, the toy is about 6 foot tall.
That's bigger than like most adult men.
So you gotta leap up high to smash on the back.
See, where you get this special hammer that like...
And you tap him, and if you tap him on the left shoulder 3 times, on the right shoulder 5 times, like one after the other, like left, right, left, right, left, right, right, okay? What happens is he regurgitates, but only the specific type of meat of your choice.
So you can ask for a good old-fashioned human bamboo stew.
So if you tap brown, you get the human. If you tap normal, you get the panda. If you tap smile, you get the bamboo.
So we got.
And if you,
you
tap
vegetarian
angry,
options as well.
But if you tap angry, you get an Xbox One X equipped with Battlefield 1 through 5.
And that's our sponsor. That damn, we're just kidding. We're not sponsored.
Why would they sponsor a podcast?
That's one of the ways we make money. Anyway.
And they're a bit like a YouTuber I know.
All right.
So the toy's a bit like a YouTuber I know.
Can we speed this up?
Screams a lot.
I still have to explain what it actually is.
Yeah, you start mashing the frown button to get him to regurgitate. We start mashing the smile button. He goes, "Yo, what's up, guys? And welcome back to another video." So he's a bit like a British. He's a bit like a British YouTuber, okay? So he's awkward and he's amazing, and he's only the price of a Valve Index full set with controllers, trackers, and the headset, so about £1,000. But you get human meat, so it's all worth it. Okay, that's me. I spent about
all right.
15 minutes
describing
that.
Here's what it actually is.
I was so close, wasn't I?
SCP-1373-A, SCP-1373-B, and SCP-1373-1 through 6 are to be stored in a standard refrigerated containment for biological specimens.
You gotta keep the meat refrigerated!
No. SCP... 1373-1 through 6 are carcasses of 6 newborn albino dusky sharks.
Carcasses! I was close!
Recovered from the womb of a pregnant dusky shark.
And what did I say? Human meat.
Caught off the coast of California. The mother shark.
That's California's like to the west, and yours to the east? Eastern China. I was so close, okay?
The mother shark was acquired by the Foundation. Reports that its petroral fin bone, a luminescent tattoo reading, property of Dr. Wondertainment, and necropsy revealed the presence of SCP-1373-1 through 6 were judged to be capable of surviving and were delivered alive by cesarean section. So they cut open the body and just like grab the child and just. Children just start chucking
them
in the
bottles. Why are you
talking
about it so morbidly? You know that happens to normal people too. Not only normal people. It happens to people too.
They're afflicted with cycloptic holoprosencephaly.
I'm fairly sure not reading.
Manipulation
this, right?
Of each organism dorsal fin caused the eye to emit a laser lightweight length of. Blah. Experiment revealed that the intensity of the laser can adjust with pressure of the fin peaking at a maximum output of W with N force applied.
Why does the bleeping out change?
Because you didn't like the old one. This is sufficient
to
burn through metal at close ranges of 50 to 100 cm. In the case of SCP-1373-1, this resulted in the cooking of the organism's rudimentary brain.
What did I say? Stew!
Causing immediate death. SCP-1373-02 burned to death after it reignited the SCLERA of its own eye.
You know,
And then SCP-1373-04 and 3 were sliced apart by SCP-1373's 5's laser. So he just went up to his bros and was just like, I'm sorry, guys, but only one of us is going to make it out of this. Wait, and so it's going to be me. And so he just like
what happens when a laser hits you? You get what? You get cooked meat. Also, I was pretty close. No, wait, you know,
we're not done. Because get ready. Then O5 experienced a brainstem seizure, causing it to compulsively spasm before dying, and O6 died of cardiac malformation. So none of them survived. Some of them kill each other, some of them just kill themselves.
I'm 3 for 3. I would say that I was bang on for all of them. Maybe 2 for 3, because I wasn't so close about Dr. Wonder Taming. Not a dragon like I thought. Even still, Lori, give me one more toy, and then we'll finish with the toys. Give me one more toy.
Give me a minute.
Let's see what toy this is. Just like scroll down randomly and pick one, okay?
I'm doing that. Get ready. Get ready for the most epic toy you've ever seen.
Well, you're not going to describe it to me. I'm going to describe it first.
Yeah, but get ready for it. All right. Let's see if this one has a name.
I don't want one with a name. Is it just number good? Oh, what's the number? Give me the number.
SCP-4745. Object class safe.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
It means it's safe.
4745. Okay, so with 4745, it's quite an unusual one. Now, with 4745, it is a China doll, but not exactly. You see, what it is a strangely specific looking recreation of Elizabeth I's teeth on a body of Winston Churchill's head.
You're forgetting some of these have to be a toy.
Okay, let me start over.
Decapitated head of Winston Churchill with Elizabeth Chompers just ripped out and shoved in.
Okay, right, so what it is it's actually a toy that comes with a pop-up book. Alright. That may sound strange, but the toy doesn't matter that much. The toy is just a China doll. Okay? That looks a lot like that girl when Dr. Philly went to the G-Wagon. Okay?
Alright. Yeah.
But she's wearing
a
blue dress. With a blue petticoat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the interesting thing. The pop-up book is a summary of what Dumbledore thought about whenever he was falling to his death. Okay?
Okay.
And that's it. I'll do a short one for once. That's it.
Alright.
That's it.
You were horribly wrong, and this SCP is hilarious because of what it is and what it does.
It's the girl who wanted a 275 grand G-Wagon.
Is, like a lot of other safe class SCPs, to be contained in a standard storage locker. Like the ones they have in schools.
I don't think you should be having, like, them in school lockers and stuff.
It's in the facility, obviously. Now get ready for what this is. It is a plastic snowman figurine with a top hat that words Christmas Carol by Dr. Taman are written on its base. Whenever its top hat is put on its head, because it's removable,
it comes to life.
And what happens when it comes to life is it'll cover anything it can with Halloween decorations.
But it's a snowman.
Yes, now get ready for this. The Halloween decorations, it makes out of thin air, so it doesn't go into your attic. It just makes them, and it'll cover everything in Halloween decorations. After approximately 7 days, SCP-4745's alterations will begin to transition from child-friendly horror elements, as it's typical for most Halloween themes, to more disturbing motif. Examples of alterations during this time include the replacement of edible liquids of human blood, degeneration of human corpses and body parts, and reports of frightening sounds and noises. After 13 days, its active state will change to the theme of its alteration to outright horror.
So, yeah,
generating malevolent entities and becoming a threat to any human in the altered dwelling. Destiny has revealed a generation of booby traps, animated corpses, various entities from horror media, and duplicates of hostile SCP objects. Some notable SCP-4745 alterations include animation of a statue and a figure into hostile enemies, transformation of a room into a copy of SCP-002, rewriting the doorway into a pocket dimension resembling a large graveyard or forest, generation of entities similar to SCP-803.
Wait, stop.
Oh, wait, nope, we got a good one here. We got a reference. Manifestation of an entity resembling Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th film franchise. So if this thing lives in your house long enough, it's gonna send the it's gonna send Jason Voorhees after you.
I thought you were gonna say the mermaid there. So, Jip. So you're telling me this perfectly safe thing could just generate anything? Freddy Krueger could just appear in your bedroom just staring at you. Like Darth Vader or something. I don't know. Kylo Ren could appear like on top of you, like standing on your ribcage.
I wouldn't refer to him as horror. He's more action.
Would you be scared of Kylo Ren if he appeared in front of you?
I'd be like, what's going on here?
But would you be scared of him if he pulled out his lightsaber? Exactly. He's spooky, okay? So, yeah, completely safe, can make anything appear.
Yeah, in the first couple of days, it's festive, then you just go over to it and take its hat off, and it's like Gingerbread Man, it's like uncatchable.
So it's like really angry Frosty the Snowman. Like, Frosty Man takes his hat off whenever he's bowing to people, but if he takes his hat off and puts it back on, he's just like, blah, time to eat children. I don't know why cannibalism is a recurring theme.
So, you were nowhere near close, but,
What did I say again?
I don't even remember.
We can re-listen this.
Also, what I like about Dr. Wonder team-based SCPs is when you go onto the site for them, instead of having the normal SCP logo, it'll have the Wondertainment logo.
That's nice, but can we do one more since that was really easy, since I described that very quickly?
Alright, sure, but please don't do another, like, life story of an SCP.
Look, okay, the Lumberjack was interesting.
Okay. Alright, let's go with a close window.
Boom. Hurry up, you're killing my phone.
Boom. Alright, here we have. Oh my god.
What is it?
You may remember this when I show you the picture.
I haven't seen
SCP-4110.
I don't know that many SCPs, so. 41710? Okay, right, so
41 10 4110.
Okay, you could say 4110, but 4110. Right, so 4110 is a water based bear. It's a water based beaver. Okay.
Alright.
It doesn't collect.
Remember, Wondertainment. Has to be something.
Okay, it's a toy of a beaver. It looks like it's made of water, so it's see-through and all bubbly, right? I didn't like wood. What it does is, it doesn't have a gender, okay? Don't be mean or sexist here, okay? They don't have to have a gender, okay? Don't be so mean and horrible, okay? This thing can be whatever it wants. So it...
It probably can.
It does not collect wood. Right, so there's a big red on button.
Yeah.
The back of it.
Yeah.
And it says... Beaver time. You smack it as hard as you can, and what happens is he will walk around and start collecting anything remotely dangerous.
This sounds bad already.
And he'll put it away for you somewhere safe where the kids can't get it. He's a very kind soul.
What does he throw the kids in there and just shake it up?
It's a very
kind soul.
The box
and eyes with a child.
However,
and just
if it runs into a child with an extremely sharp head, it might assume it's a knife. And stuff it in a drawer where it'll suffocate and die. But, like, it's got the strength of, like, two of those lumberjack men, so... It's pretty powerful. But the only problem is... that... once it's picked up more than 12 things... the next thing it picks up... it will try to eat. However, it can't open its mouth. So basically it just stabs itself. And that's the problem. You have to buy one every 13 times. And also, it has a wee owl on its shoulder that has the feet of a cat. And it does not meow.
Again, can we not do like a life story?
What it does is, it makes the noise of a radiator. You know, the wee that a radiator does. It does that. Okay. And whenever the thing tries to commit suicide, since it's to the left, it's fine, and it flies off to Wondertainment Man and goes.
It's after Wondertainment.
And goes, hey. I
forgot one letter.
Okay, and it goes, hey, you need to fix it. You need to send a free one, because this one killed itself.
Yeah, and Dr. Wondertainment's just like, oh, God, another one. Nah, jeez, I don't know what to do anymore, man.
So, what he does is, they're losing money because they have to send a new one out every week because they commit suicide. And they don't know what the problem is, since the owners aren't around whenever it's committing suicide.
You know, he likes to do it in private.
Yeah, it goes off to a small bathroom or bedroom. Normally, it'll try and find a hotel and go into there, and then it'll go. It's kind of funny, I'm done talking about it, but I'm still talking about it. It'll pay for a nice big hotel room with an ocean view, and we'll go into the ensuite bathroom, sit in the sink, stab itself through the throat.
That's lovely.
Its size is about. Okay, it's about. But the size of a 30-centimeter ruler.
But that's pretty big.
But he's quite a dense fricker. Not only dense as in thick, but dense as in thick with two C's, as in he's quite large. Now, he's got quite a big ass. But what's interesting is that he weighs like 36 kilos. Okay. And he's the widest, I was about to say chipmunk, beaver you will ever see in your life.
Alright, you done.
Not he, it. Now, it is only friendly towards squirrels and chipmunks that can speak in a high-pitched voice and sing for you.
That's well than a chipmunk, then.
Only if they're wearing a purple hoodie. So none of the chipmunks, only the girl chipmunks. Only one of the girl chipmunks. But it ate her, so that's done now. So basically what he does, he smooshed her because he can't open his mouth.
Anyway, you wouldn't know what it actually is?
Not really, but okay.
Alright. For all the people who can't see this, I'm sure you remember the dinosaur like costumes that were popular in the media a couple, like last year, summer in last year, those dinosaur
beaver
costumes.
Dinosaur there with that's animals, like a I was close.
It's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, it's like inflatable. Yeah.
Alright. Let me get up its description. SCP-4110 is a phenomenon affecting party...
Phenomenon, you know the beavers? It's a phenomenon.
Is it affecting party costume retail chains, Party Cities, Toys R Us, and Toys R Us is crossed out, which is kind of sad.
Toys R Us is closed.
And yeah, I know, that's what makes it sad. And spirit costumes, referred to as instances of SCP-4110.
Wait, spirit costumes?
SCP-4110.
So it could possibly be a beaver at some point.
One designated for children aged 3 to 18 will
anonymously
appear in random stores of affected retail chains in North America.
Which will understand
the anomaly
there.
Appears more frequent in cities that frequent in cities that have a fan convention of any kind during that time. SCP-4110 is active. All costumes are an average commercial quality and are made out of anomalous. Products, at
anomalous.
Least, which are, you know, normal materials. It's not made of, like...
Wait, so it teleports children to random stores?
Instances of SCP effect... Instances of SCP-4110-1... All instances of 4110-1 affect the perception of human observing 4110-1.
So what do they see him as?
Users 4110-2 in different ways, depending on the variant. SCP-4110-1 costumes like the Inconspicuous Investigator or Lizar the Terrible.
Did I say lasagna there?
Affect the visual observations of SCP-4110-2, while costumes like Wilford the Werewolf and the Automaton affect perception of sound created
but
by.
But is there a beaver outfit? Because then
I'm nearly there. The anomaly will only activate when wearing the entire set that comprises of SCP-4110-1 instance. Wearing different components from different variants does not produce an anomalous effect, nor do different components from different instances of the same variant. Despite age restrictions labeled on the package, anyone can wear an SCP-4110-1 as long as they can fit into the costume. All SCP-4110-1 instances bear malfunctioning tags and packaging stickers from Wondertainment, along with another company called Société du Costume Paranormal, which is French.
Okay, but question.
Oh, here, we got a Wondertainment thing to do with it. Note that is found with each purchase of the SCP. Holy mackerel! Looks like you found your very own Dr. Wondertainment Wonder Costume! Spook your friends, scare your relatives, and make your neighbors shriek with fright with this exciting creation brought to you by the people at Dr. Wondertainment. Go Dr. Wondertainment Wonder Costumes are a fun, exciting way to ring in Samhain that is guaranteed to bring a veritable mountain of candy for Halloween. Not only that, but Dr. Wondertainment's Wonder Costumes are super realistic and is guaranteed to scare the pants off your granny any granny whose door you knock on. Warning, do not go near elderly people or people with heart condition while wearing Dr. Wondertainment's Wonder Costumes. Dr. Wondertainment's does not guarantee literal mountain of candy. Dr. Wondertainment is not responsible for any assault and battery committed against the user of Wonder Costume or responsible if anyone dies of fright.
Okay, but, question. So with this, it's sort of like a Jake suit, except it doesn't make you stronger.
It just affects your hearing.
So basically, it makes you blind.
No. You see things.
All I can imagine is, like, a very young me, like a 6-year-old me, wearing a see-through beaver outfit, so you can see through it to my clothes. The big red button on the back. Whenever people press it, I just shriek my ears off. How does that sound?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Is that us then?
Well, we'll wrap up for now. This is only the first episode.
Next episode,
we will maybe delve into more Wondertainment toys.
Okay.
Try and maybe cover them all.
Okay, but can I ask you an SCP real quick? Just
sure.
Quickly. Okay, right. I'm just gonna get a random number of SCPs since I don't actually know what SCPs there are. So I'm just gonna tap on search and I'm just gonna put in random number.
Don't make it too high.
8-5-0. Let's see what 850 is. SCP-850. Okay, right.
Let me see the picture. Come on. You can't.
No, I didn't. What's it called? Should the name be at the top?
Let me see. Is there a picture?
No, but should the name be at the top?
It depends.
Okay, right. It doesn't have a name, so... Right, so... Okay, right, so you're gonna tell me what you think SCP-850 is.
Alright.
And I'm gonna tell you how wrong you are.
It is an aquatic-based SCP.
Mm-hmm.
Referred to as...
It's fishy.
Dan Stanson the Water Manson, alright? No.
Okay.
It is a fish with... made of completely human components. Like, it is...
You're whining about cannibalism and you got... manfish. It's cool.
It looks like a koi fish with... It's, instead of scales, it's got skin. Instead of fish bones, it's got human bones. All that
stuff. How the hell are you... What would the teal... What would the fin bone be, please? Please explain to me what...
Human... No, it's not like they're actual bones from the human body. It's made of the same stuff, because fish bones and human bones are made of different things. It's also got human eyes, and... It cannot survive in water, because it will drown.
You just said it's an aquatic-based...
Yes, it's still aquatic-based. But it must, its bottom must be submerged completely.
Its ass?
Like, no, the bottom half of the SCP, if you turn it, like...
Submerged in what?
In water. After 48 hours, the water will become SCP-850-J, which will instantly have to be deposited into some form of incinerator. It is... Once light is shone on the... container that it is in, it'll cause it to glow and bubble and turn into a really dangerous acid to melt through anything.
So yours is realistic. Mine was about 6 foot tall lumberjacks, and yours is like, oh yeah, this is a human fishy. Okay, you were.
Don't go into special containment procedures. Go into.
Oh, so wrong.
Description.
It is a spatial and it externally. You're close.
Was I actually?
It externally appears to be a school of fish.
Oh my god, I was close.
Resembling the Clupia harangus. Now, I'm gonna real quick check what a Clupia harangus is.
That name is great.
Alright, I'm gonna real quick check.
If I ever change my name, I'm changing it to Clupia harangus.
The hell? God damn it. Okay,
yeah, I really hope it's not so inappropriate though. Because then if someone's like, oh, Clupia harangus, and then someone searches up and they're like, oh my god, this is just porn. Why is your name porn?
Frick you.
Oh, it's...
It's Atlantic herring.
Why didn't they just say herring?
Because it's meant to be fancy.
It's, yes, okay, it's
right,
meant
so...
What is it?
Can we address this description?
So I was actually somewhat close.
Major differences include darker coloration and greater variance in size. An area exists within which space heavily bends. So whenever someone's around it, space just goes like bendy.
Wibbly wobbly. Timey wimey.
Isn't that a Matt Smith quote?
Anyway, continue.
Frick you. Do David Hume quotes for me? Quote the doctor. Internal area is far larger than the external area. the exact area of this bent portion of space is unknown, but has proven to have a radius greater than 50 kilometers. Dr. Grangen has postulated. Why is postulated a word? I like Dr. Grangen, though. I might change my last name to Grangen. Has postulated that it could be infinite in size. All area that has been observed does contain water. So if it's outside, so as long as you're on land, you're good.
So it is an aquatic-based SCP. However,
it is not made
of human skin.
We don't know that yet. It has been observed that increasingly deep layers of SCP-850, the fish seem to become they're different from the Clupia harangus. Sounds flipping like Antarctican. They had language. Do they have a language? They just speak Russian, right? Since they're all really cold, they're like Russians.
Probably all speak American.
Tricky. Okay. This is seemingly to become in part self-dependent. Though the specimens in the outer swarm depend primarily on external creatures' food, the varied species in seem to prey on each other. Cannibalism. Everything always comes back to cannibalism.
We went full circle.
God damn it. Okay, right. So,
right at the end, we went full circle.
Okay, so, despite preying upon one another, the fish and skull work together. Due to the sheer size of it, it typically provides enough force to kill a predator or destroy a barrier. So, like, if you're...
What do you mean by barrier? So what's barrier? Like, we're talking about a wooden, like, wall, or, like, something, like, 40 inches thick made of metal.
Well, if they can kill a predator, like a shark, if they're strong enough to kill a shark, they could probably beat through a big barrier.
It's dangerous to land a cairn, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
See, these things, gotta get out of there.
And it's a illucid. Also, it's not dangerous unless threatened.
So you can go up to it and just like high five. And then,
well, no, if you do this, it's gonna be like, just gonna, what the like, hell? Swarm. Yeah, if you're gonna lift your hand up at it, it's just gonna be like, what the hell's
wrong? The Atlantic herring of death.
It reacts to contain as a threat. Measures must be taken to ensure that it does not know it is contained.
How would you do that?
Large
would
habitat.
You like, is it,
are they
gonna
large do, like, habitat in blah, 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 ocean.
Are they gonna have? Do they have like a weird freaking Truman Show thing going on where they seek where it's, it looks like it goes on, okay, but the sky is just painted.
The barrier that can actually stop it is. A normal barrier enforced by concrete walls several feet in thickness, designed to appear as a reef.
Oh my god, I was right, it's Truman Show. It's fish.
They're living a lie. They're just like, hey, fish mom, what's up today? Why don't
hey, why is the why the why fish? Why are the fish in that part of the reef never moving? Well, son, nobody knows. No one's ever been that far.
And then she gets eaten, and that's the end of the show.
Alright, anyway, next episode we'll cover probably some more Wondertainment ones, hopefully. Maybe he'll ask me some more questions, and see you next time.
Okay, bye.